Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 17 of the Sales with Kales podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about assuming, our natural tendency to assume and make judgments about people before we really have enough evidence to substantiate our judgments, and how this plays out in sales and how it affects you poorly. So to start, as human beings, we all do this. We are all subjects to it. Even if we don't want to do it, we still do it. It's making assumptions and judging people. First impressions, things like that, they leave long-lasting impressions of how we perceive people. They affect how we perceive people. That's why first impressions have been proven to really be effective when it comes to judging people. So, and this obviously relates to sales, of course, but we're going to talk about how our judgments on our prospects and their judgments on us affect our sales. So judging people is innate. It's ingrained in our psychology. This is because back in our primitive days, we had to make quick snap judgments about our surroundings. Otherwise, we'd be eaten and we'd be dead. If we don't judge, you know, a noise we hear and assume that it's a lion, we're dead because they'll eat us if not. So that played safe back in our olden days, in our primitive days. But now it only harms us for the most part. Obviously, it is good in some aspects, but for the most part, it does harm us. And that's when we make these quick judgments. So in your sales process, I'm sure everyone can relate to this, is have you ever gone into a consultation or you've started prospecting, and before you've even asked for the sale or asked for an appointment or asked for a phone number or asked for any type of request, you've prejudged your prospect and you've generated your own preconceived notion on what they're going to do. So basically you've said, he's not going to be able to afford it. Look at his shoes. You've judged them on how they dress. So you've either let's say you're prospecting. You've ignored them, not talked to them because you assume that how they dress, they're not going to be able to afford this or they won't be interested. That's already affecting you negatively because you just potentially lost a perfect client. Number two, you're going into your consultations and you're judging people based on their attitude, one little thing they've said, one personality trait, and you're making these massive extrapolations that end up resulting in you thinking they're gonna say, I won't be able to afford it. Oh, they have kids? Oh, she has three kids. She's never gonna have the time for this. Why am I even wasting your time? And what does this do? Developing these assumptions about your prospects and going into your consultations with these notions that they're not going to be interested because they're young, like for example, oh, he's too young to be interested in something like this. He's too young, he won't have the money. Or she's too old, she's not going to see the value. Why say that? How do you know? The only thing it does is harm your sales. Obviously, yes, there are situations where you are too old for it, or you're too young, you don't have the money, of course. But what benefit are you gaining out of judging your prospects in a negative way? If you're going to judge your prospects, judge them positively. He's young, perfect time to do this. He's going to be able to afford it. This is going to be great because you're in two situations here. One, you demotivate yourself by telling them you won't be able, telling yourself that they won't be able to afford it. And two, or two, you say they are going to afford it, and you act and you are able to radiate and exude that type of positive energy versus that demotivating energy where that comes from, oh, they're not going to be able to afford it. Why am I even trying? And this is very common, and it's even more on a subtle level where you probably do it and you don't even know. You make these little snap judgments of people and assumptions where you'll notice they say one thing about their life and you just instantly go to, oh, this probably won't be right for them. This product won't be right for them. This, my service won't be good. They won't have the time with kids. How do you know that they won't make the time once they see the value in it? Never ever judge a prospect and create some sort of outcome before they understand the value of your service. It only does you harm. It's in sales. It's never good to make these assumptions. And I can give a great example because obviously I do this too all the time, and it's natural to make assumptions. But it's important to be self-aware on this so you can shift your framework into a positive one. So instead of saying they're not going to be a great candidate because they're young, and that's what makes them an amazing person to do business with. They're going to have all the energy, all the time. It's going to be great. So you can flip the script on really anything, and it's everything's about perception and perspective. So here's an example. Back in the day, I use a lot of olive oil stories because I have some great ones. This is my early stage sales, where my sales started. So me and my brother, we sold the olive oil, and we obviously had to call real people in and create interest to the booth. No one's going to come when you're selling a product. This is just like prospecting. We're in a farmer's market. It's really busy, but no one's going to come into your booth unless you interest them with your words. You call them in. You prospect. They're not going to just see your olive oil and be like, oh, what's this? Some people will, but the majority won't. You have to say, hey, you know, you want to try some? Come try some of this delicious olive, something like that. Come try this. Come here for a second and stuff like that. That's how you had to do it in the farmer's markets. So obviously, this is prospecting at first, and it's a very quick process turnover to the prospecting to the sale, but we would do that. And instead of talking to everyone, me and my brother made instant judgments based on people's traits. So if someone walked a certain way, or if they had kids, or if someone looked, literally to the point where if someone looked like they couldn't afford our olive oil because we were selling premium olive oil, we just say they're not going to be interested. And you know what we did? We didn't talk to them. How many sales do you think we lost out on by doing that? And the turnaround point for me was when I was just one day, I was like, screw it. I know this assumption making isn't helping me. It's only harming my sales. So a guy was walking by, he literally looked homeless. But for the fun of it, I was like, well, I'm just going to do it. I know he's not going to buy. And I still made a poor assumption, but that didn't stop me from talking to him. So I talked to him. I said, hey, come try this. I went through it, the whole sales pitch and stuff with the olive oil. And he bought the highest amount of olive oil you could buy. He bought our highest bundle on his credit card. And me and my brother were in shock. And from that day forward, we talked to everyone and our sales rocketed. And the moral of that story is never create preconceived notions about your prospects or your customers. Don't generate stories for them. Let them tell you after you showcase your value. You need to convey your value first before making assumptions based on their physical traits, based on their lifestyle. You don't know what they're going to say. So it's only harming you to do this. If you catch yourself in a frame of mind where you're saying, oh, he's not going to be able to afford it, because you'll still do this. Oh, she's going to have so many objections. She has such an attitude. She's not going to like it. Instantly shift your mindset and say, she is going to love this. Just doing that will change the dynamic of your conversations. So that's the first step. Now, the second part of this is while you're making assumptions about your prospect, they're making assumptions about you, your product, your service, and doing business with you before they understand the value. So when you ask them maybe on a cold call, or maybe when you're prospecting, if you're doing like us, olive oil, you're doing cold stuff on the street, you're going to events, they're going to say they're not interested before they even know what you have to offer. And when a prospect does that, take it with a grain of salt because they don't know if this will benefit their lives. Hey, come here, try some olive oil. Oh, no, it's okay. No, I don't want to try. That's just an instant reaction. A reflex response that's conditioned into everyone is when someone asks you to do something, like come try a product or come try a service, if it comes off in a salesy way, no, I'm not interested is a reflexive response. So you have to understand that we're saying no to people and we're not interested only because it's reflex. We don't know in reality once we've been shown the value that we won't actually be really interested. And that's why the most successful salespeople are able to overcome these I'm not interested dialogue in this and in that conversation when people say I'm not interested. And they take that with a grain of salt because of course you're not interested. You don't know what type of value I have to offer. You don't know what my service is about. If I were you, I wouldn't be interested either. You're not sure what I have to offer, right? But once you know what I have to offer, that might change your mind a little bit. And that's how when your prospects make these judgments about yourself, about your service, your product, you have to understand the exact same thing. They're making judgments. They're assuming, and assumptions in sales are bad. They only lead to negative outcomes. So when your prospects tell you they're not interested or things like that, and they're making assumptions about you, just keep going. Really understand if they're not interested, first make sure they know the value before they're not interested. And yes, some people won't be interested. Your product, your service is not a fit for everyone, but don't let people tell you they're not interested before they really understand the value. Or don't let that dissuade you from persisting, because persistence is also key in sales. So that's going to be today's episode. To sum everything up, don't go into your consultations, your prospecting appointment, your prospecting sessions with preconceived notions of what your prospects will do. It's demotivating. It diverts mental energy away from your effectiveness, and there's no benefit in doing it. Absolutely not. Instead, tell yourself this is going to be an amazing session, an amazing consultation, an amazing, prospecting trip, because everyone I talk to is going to be interested. It's just a simple affirmation. If you're not a fan of affirmations, do yourself a favor. It's not going to harm you. Try it out just once. You'll see how it affects you. There's no harm in doing it. That's it for today. I hope you guys got some good value from this. This has been Sales with Kales. Take care.